always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. Yo, what's up? This the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are here live at the Yacht of the King Studios getting it in. About to get this interview cracking with the homie T-Word, man, and I was just chopping it up with him prior to the interview. He was like, this is going to be his first interview, but he's going to bring energy, though. He's not going to be nervous. He ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying, sweating on the other side. He going to bring energy, man. Matter of fact, I mean, I was listening to some of his music. And this dude got mad energy. So we're going to talk to him about that, man. How he stays so energized. He's a young cat in college right now, taking care of what he needs to in St. Louis, man. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, just chopping it up with him, seeing how he came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, as well as a whole bunch of other things that we're going to do with him, man. You know how we do it on Yacht of the King Radio. If you are tuning in, tell somebody in your neighborhood it's going down. Oh, I do got to do this too, man. Shout out to all the cats in London, UK, and South Korea, man. I've been checking the stats. I've been like, man, where's people watching us from? And we have a lot of following out there in South Korea. Is probably because Kingdom 7 is, he's taking Yacht of the King cars and just putting them everywhere in South Korea, man. He actually came out here to chill with us for the last show that we just did at the Corridor, man, which was packed. We had a great time, man. And definitely, we're going to do that. T-Words is our special guest. Also, we're going to talk on the topic of the day. And this topic came from a tweet I sent out that was that somebody tweeted me back on. And you know who the queen of tweets is, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know, Boss Lady, she came up with this topic. She hit me back. She retweeted it, and this she said, how to pray, man. So we're going to talk about how to pray. A lot of young people that come to the knowledge of Jesus, or even people that just come to Jesus, they may not know how to pray. So we're going to break it down on this show. I'm sure T-Word going to have some great advice for y'all. And you know how I do, man. I'm going to go in the way we go in. And speaking of going in, man, I got some new music that's super, super fresh. This new group called Creature Clan, also known as D-Mob and Eric Cross, man. This new song is called Images. I want y'all to check this out and make sure the images that are reflecting in your head are reflecting Jesus. Let's get it in, y'all. Images, 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 images,
like a catch 22. I'm thankful for my sight, but hate some things to come into my view. It's difficult to delete every image. It's like they go away for a moment, but then replenish. Recurring in my mind. No offense, but to my defense, sometimes wish I was blind. Cause being seeing evil wouldn't faze me. It really don't take a lot to have a cutie going crazy. A lot of y'all know the struggle. Sometimes what we look upon can invite trouble.
For real.
It's like you take a photo, store it in your mind for a time when the devil catch you so low. He try to break you down so low. Seems every time you in the situation, time goes so slow.
So slow.
I gotta be careful, cause what I know, what I let enter, it either hinders or it helps me grow.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Even
Even though these images are looking picture perfect, you gotta begin to think and ask yourself, is it worth it? Cause when it hits the surface, internet surfing, okay. Surfing on the internet, looking at pornography is messing up my intellect. And introspect, I'm thinking, yeah. Thinking like the Titanic, as you can see, I'm sinking. Whoa. Sinking as I'm drowning, okay. Drowning in my own lust. It is time for confession, so now I need to own up. Even as a grown up, this picture is in HD. Memories in my mind that I'm wishing would escape me. Imaginary places that it takes me, which is clouding my vision, so now I need to break free. Cause being in bondage is something that is serious, yes, and trust me, I know, I'm speaking from experience, okay. And so I give this illustration like an open book, and so I'm praying this is something you don't overlook.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
No exaggeration, look at your imagination. Based on what you see and view can lead you to infatuation, which ultimately in itself can lead to something else. And something else can lead you to seeking in someone's help. So guard your heart, because we know that it's a wellspring. And it's important that we fight until the bell rings. So be encouraged, cause you know you ain't the only one. In Christ Jesus there ain't nothing you can't overcome.
I know you're looking for some satisfaction. Feast your eyes on the main attraction. Look away, it's just a distraction.
Images. I'm hoping you ain't taking this the wrong way,
yeah.
But instead taking heed to what the song say. The truth always has a way of challenging our actions.
Images.
Man.
Images. I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Michelle Paulino and K-Drama.
Hey!
Un, dos, tres!
Woo!
Ever gon' pass. This is a test and I feel like the only student in the class. This is a test of my patience, I'm patiently waiting. Although I'm debating if this makes sense. My flesh is sinful, got me looking out my windows, thinking why I'm in limbo. I can't walk my faith, but I gotta walk my faith despite I can't see. I have to perceive and I have to believe that God is watching over me.
Watching over you.
Spaces Devotional.
Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Hit the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Dreaming on Dreamer. Keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly, she's so
online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
And now, a lesson on servanthood by Professor Pettibone.
The most honorable position, according to the Bible, is that of servanthood. Hence, I shall serve George by bringing him this cup of coffee. Here you go, George.
Why, thank you.
Oh, you take cream in your coffee, don't you?
That's okay, I'll get it.
Oh, thank you. Now, Jesus told us whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.
While I'm in here, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, certainly, thank you. The servant's heart.
Cream and sugar?
Two lumps, please. No cream.
Got it.
The servant's heart is humble. Jesus told us whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you.
And I made some chocolate cake. I thought you might like a piece.
Wonderful. Thank you, George. Yes, well, there you have it. It is important to be a servant, as I have so humbly illustrated. Haven't I, George?
Oh, right. Thank you for the coffee.
Just part of being a servant.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Hi, we with the homie T-Word, man, getting it in. That song right there was Michelle Polino featuring Kate Drama. And it got the energy just like my man T-Word, man. And T-Word, man, let's chop it up, bro. Let's talk about your testimony, man. When did you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, bro?
Yeah, like I was saying before, I grew up in an Christian-oriented household, and like my family is always going to church on Sundays. They always been like very knowledgeable about Christ, and basically all my childhood, I knew like who Christ. I always knew what name of Jesus Christ that was a God, and all the things that the older people would tell you when you're children. But I feel like I really got serious when around like the age of I would say the age of 12. Yeah, the age of 12, and I went on this trip to Chicago because Jason. He was a youth leader at my church.
Yeah.
Back when I was around 12, and we went to a trip to Chicago, and it was a conference called the Heavyweights, and I think it was before the Legacy, because it was about around the same people, but it was before the Legacy actually was on established, I think. And I got taken to that trip, and I just seen a lot of young people and a lot of how other young dudes and young people. Was sold out for Christ, and I felt like I was just like a mediocre or a so-called Christian that never really took to make a relationship with Christ in my own hands. And once I got brought in, I seen it from my own eyes and up first person. I felt after that, and throughout the whole trip, Jason, he was like just kind of challenging me on like asking me questions like what you thought about this and that. Yeah. Some of the things I was being taught at them conferences. And pretty much after that conference, like me and Jason just spent a lot of time one-on-one. I think it was the summertime. And that summer really just like kind of took my faith into a really sincere stage. And that's when I really felt like I gave my life to Christ. And it was just after that, it really was, he just like connected me with like a lot of people to be accountable with in small groups, and that's why I really feel like it really got serious and gave my life to Christ.
Now that's
and ever since then, it's been a blessing.
Man, that's what's up, man. I just want to ask you this, man. What are some things that seeing? Because a lot of times, a lot of young people, they have this stigma in their mind where young people don't serve God, they wait till they get older, or there's not a lot of Christians my age. when you came to this conference, how did that rock you? You know what I'm saying? When you saw all these cats that were getting it in and serving God, how did that just change your whole outlook?
Can I keep it real?
Right. Well, what I've seen was just like, not that like people not just coming to these conferences just to like have fun or just to be like, or just to say like, I went to this Christian conference, it was tight and this and that. You've seen like people with pens and pads and their Bible when they was taking notes and really being strategic about what was being taught and what they was trying to learn, gain knowledge upon Jesus Christ. And it was just a more sincerity that they had about their faith and relationship that you think that young people wouldn't have, but these particular young people had a sold out and sincere heart of chasing after God. And I felt like it really kind of convicted me, because I felt like I was just, you know, just going along with the flow and going to church because my mom said this is what you're supposed to do and serve this God. But I was just kind of like following her words but not actually taking it into my own hands. So it was just a real sincere mood that these particular young people had. And it wasn't just like all a game or you just going along with the flow, but it was just real serious about their relationship with God.
No, that's what's up, man. So talk to me about some of the other people that may have poured into your life. You said somebody that was really instrumental was Jason. Who's some other people that really spoke to you about Jesus, told you to get a personal relationship, you know, and they were like, man, you got to do this. And I mean, even after you came to God, who trained you up in him? You know what I'm saying?
You know, Jason, I think he was the really instrumental person that played a lot in the part of my life. And people like Future, well, up to current day right now, people like Future, one of my homies named D on the Track, which is my cousin.
Yeah.
And we have an accountability group, and then we take accountable for each other. And people like them and youth leaders at my church, Jason's brothers, Kenny Petty, and he played a big part in it as well.
Yeah.
And just looking up to these people for like mentoring my life and pouring into my life steadily and just like kind of not just being comfortable and just falling back into that stage where I just feel like I'm just kind of coasting, but letting these people continually pour into my life and challenge me on particular things.
Man, I think that's awesome, man. Shout out to Jason, Future, all these cats that are Christian hip-hop artists. They're doing more than just music, man. And to me, that's an awesome thing when you can hear somebody say, man, this artist, not only did he do music, he poured into my life. And that's what we're seeing, man. T-Word is here because somebody took time out to share the word with him. You dig? What's up with the name, too, man? I want to know, T-Word, what's up, bro?
What's up with my name?
Yeah.
It's not really a story behind it. It's just kind of like, I just kind of came up with it on my own. I was like, if I'm a rap, I guess I need a name too. And I just kind of like took, my first name is Terrell and my last name is Howard. So I just took the first initial of my first name. And I said, my name is Howard. I just took like the word of Howard and just put it W-O-R word for like the Bible, like what they call it, the word. So I just made it T-Word. So...
No, that's what's up, man. So I want y'all to check that out. T-Word, we're going to go to your first song, man, called Close. Not your eyes, but your ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was reading it, I was like, man, is that a typo? Then I was like, okay, I'll listen to the song, and I understood what you're saying. But for those that this is their first time hearing it, talk to us about this track, bro.
Yeah, it's called Close Your Ears. And the title of the EP is titled Big Mouth. And it's kind of flavoring off of that too. And I'm just kind of like challenging people and kind of want to leave people convicted through the song. And kind of just kind of like giving partial insights or insights on like what's been going on lately in my life. And just kind of like challenging, want to leave people convicted. So I kind of like, it's not really saying like close your ears, but some people may not want to hear things that be said. So if that's the case, close your ears.
All right, man, so let's hop into this joint. T-Word is with us on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in. Close your ears. Here we go.
Ain't no, I'm a talk regardless. So I gotta say, your choice to close your ears. Check, look,
it's only me and D-Lap, and that's how it started. They disprove I'm a Christian, well, forget the artist. Cause we gotta live it out, it's not who spit the hardest. Cause to be true, half of the game's garbage. I done had enough bird, arsons, put my old stuff under a creek. Just for you to catch the train. I'm trying to keep my sane, ha, but I can't. The flow is so prolific. Yeah, on a roll flow. Your boy is so gifted. Woo! Take care of my rock well like Blake Griffin. Are you extra holy? Cause you can quote scriptures. The word girls robbing cash trying to get richer. And nearly your frame hanging like broken pictures. Fam, you heard what I said? Like broken pictures. Yeah. They leave you dead. Take search with your picture. It's a scary sight for me. I do this for my king, homie, cause I found my joy in Christ. Rags to riches, gon' be living in paradise. And I will see the word well, call me Jerry Rice. And it's a rap for the nonsense. If you're making music, guess we got something in common. I'm in the game, ready to eat like I'm dining. The Lord brought me on his own, no co-signing. Everything I spit, I mean, don't take it as just rhyming. So believe I'm repping my father till my time ends.
Demon, thief, heathen, fake Pharisee, accuse you of blaspheming. They hated Jesus, they gonna hate us. Cup of suffering, lift your plates up. Identify with him, lift your face up. Towards heaven like Stephen, get your faith up. Orange soda crushed, they won't break us. And they can murder us, and they can rape us. But we will be asleep until he wakes us. And he protects the sheep until he takes us. Acts 9, 16, it shapes us. You see the shape up.
They hated you, but it's only because of me. They hated you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me. They hated you, but it's only because of me. They hated you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me.
Listen, Christian, pay attention. I'm about to spit you something real. You don't wanna miss it. All the pain in every instant is a result of God's sovereign intentions. Pick the cross up, put it on your back. Hit laps with it like you on the track. Cry out to Christ, he will holler back. Food and clothing on your back, you will never lack. So when they mock and laugh, you can smile back. And when they slap your cheek and stab you in the back, you can meditate on Romans 8:28. Realize that you are recipients of grace. And you will not retaliate in hate and bring the name of Christ under disgrace. This faith is a faith of pain. This faith is a faith of pain.
They hated you, they hated you, but it's only because of me. They hated you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me. They hated you, but it's only because of me. They hated you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater.
way to die.
Master, yeah.
So after they hate you,
yeah.
Just remember they hate
what's me. This? I'm feeling they throw stones to crush us, hush us. Historically, foes rose to touch us. Broke bones and crutches, choke throats and muskets, blown domes and dust for this dope hope and trusted gospel. Display in a hostile day and age where they not slowing to pray or exalt God in his ways, but we got hope. A message and gospel, a people that God chose. People we are, Joe, but not cause our eye closed. A people with wise souls, plus we're a squad who knows the God of the cosmos. So now I'm obliged, yo, there's orders to follow. We beg and repent before they die and their eyes close. There's something that I know, cause Jesus has said, if they hated the master, they gonna hate who we sins. And though we ain't to be friends, more so we ain't to be light. So love or hate us, we proclaim the excellencies of Christ. Let's get it going, y'all.
They hate you, yeah, they hate you, but it's only because of me. They're hating you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me. They're hating you, but it's only because of me. They're hating you, but it's only because of me. No slave is greater than his master. So after they hate ya, just remember they hated me.
Yo, right there, that was Sean DeMars. Song right there was Persecution and Pain featuring God's Servant on Yacht of the King Radio, man. I'm chilling with T-Word, man. We getting it in. Having a good time, bro. We talked to him about fun facts, and he said, this is what he said. He said, St. Louis got a super strong squad, in his opinion, to be one of the top Christian hip-hop cities, man. So that's where he's from, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to know what y'all think. Let me know, like I said earlier in the live stream, if there's five artists in your area that you are feeling that I might not know of, we might need to get them on the show, man. So talk to me, email me. You can hit me at yattatheking@gmail.com or just go to yattatheking.com and find out how to link up with us, man. But T-Word, man, let's talk to you about how you got involved in hip-hop. Was this something that you always were doing or what? Let me know.
I wouldn't say I've always been doing it. I'd say before I actually did Christian hip hop, I would say I was just like a freestyler. Like I was just, like in middle school. I don't know why was I doing that back then, but I'd just be freestyling.
Yeah.
I really wasn't like no, you know, I didn't grow up in like particularly say a hood area or like grimy area, but you know, I'll rap about really pretty much anything.
Yeah,
I kind of, and how I really got into, like, being an artist and, like, kind of really doing Christian hip-hop, it was, I think it came around, like, the age of 12 and 13, and, wow. Around that same time, like, when I was really getting up with J-Sign 101, and I would see, like, stuff behind the scenes, like, what it took to make an album, and I pretty much seen, like, the process of him, like, just, create the project, and I was, you know, I was just always there in the studios or in CM Ray to just spit the simple stuff like that. And yeah, it was like, you know, since I was already just had a love for music, I always had a love for music. I just loved music, and I kind of just piggybacked off, like, okay, if he rapping, well, I can rap too then. So I started just like writing something down one day, and my cousin. I don't know how that happened, but he wanted to start making beats. So he always been the person that made beats for me, and that's wow. The other track. And yeah, so we kind of just like got our own studio. He got a studio, but he was still living with his pops in his basement, and we'd be in there every night. And like the first 2 years, I pretty much it was just like training. You know, I never released nothing for real until like I was like 15, and. I released a track called Your Dig on the South, and they put it up for me. And ever since then, you know, I just kind of just continue doing music, and my love for it just continue to grow. So,
now that's
pretty much it.
I think that's pretty tight, man. So you've been doing Christian hip hop since the age of 12. When you were growing up, you said once again, J-Sign was influential in helping you in the music, but who are some of the people that you would say kind of created your sound? You know what I'm saying? Like, was there artists that you might have looked up to growing up and said, hey man, I like this guy a lot, I like him a lot? Who were some of the artists that you say influenced you the most?
Let me see. Man, I'm trying to see. Lil Wayne, he influenced me a lot. I always listened to him.
Yeah.
Just when I was younger in my childhood and when I first started, and that was really a lot from him. Cause when I first started writing and people were like my first bit of songs, people would say I sound like Lil Wayne, and it was like I listened to a lot of Philly rappers. Well, Philly battle rappers. I was really into battle rap too, like people battling each other, like people like Reed Dallas. It was like a bunch of underground dudes that battle rap.
Yeah.
And a lot of them dudes up there. So it was kind of like a, I guess I would rap like Lil Wayne and had like a voice kind of like grimy Philly dudes up top. Because I like that. I always like the grimy stuff. Like, that's why I like. Like, I like a lot of his music at first. Because yeah. It was grimy. I would try to come off as grimy, even though I didn't have a really grimy voice, but I made it that.
Yeah. So. Nah, that's what's up, man. So a lot of these artists definitely have influenced you. And it's always interesting to see who influenced you as an artist when you got started, man. Let me ask you this, man. What is your main mission with your music for some of the people that heard you for the first time or they heard your song Wizard on the Ground again? What is your main focus with your music? What are you trying to do, man?
Can I keep it real?
Mission, I would say I would want people to, like when they hear something from me, I would want them to get the gospel out of it. But I would want to leave people challenged, convicted. I think I have, cause just being like how I am normally, how I conversate with other people. Like I have, I'm good at manipulating people for some reason. And, I don't know why. It ain't always good either, but I kind of be playing good, just manipulating people. And so I would want to leave people challenged, convicted. I would want people to, when they hear my music, not just be heard from it like that time, and like, okay, man, I get it. But I don't want it to be last. Like, you can go back and hear that mug after time and passed. And, I would want to properly present the gospel with it. I would want people to especially get the gospel with anything. And though I like, with the Big Mouth EP, it may be a lot. Like, I think I'm still growing as an artist. Like, I know I'm still growing as an artist. Like, this would be like my... This would be my really first, I think, presentation of me for real.
Yeah.
So I think the Big Mouth, I think it's, I don't think it's going to be like the greatest, you know, anything, but I think it's going to be a good first project. So,
yeah. So talk to me about, at this Big Mouth EP. What's the whole name about Big Mouth for those that are anticipating this joint?
Yeah, Big Mouth. I'm pretty much just saying I got a big mouth for Christ. Like, you know, no matter where I'm at, you know, no matter who around, I'm pretty much going to have, you know, I'm pretty much still going to talk about my father, give the gospel, be unashamed of what I believe in. And also, you know, it's kind of flip side to it. Like, I think I'm kind of showing, like kind of being transparent with it, I think I can say. And say I got a big mouth, even though that isn't always the best thing. Or I may say things people may not want to hear, but say things that other people may not say. You know, so I think that's the kind of the flip side to it.
No, I think that's always good, man. So Big Mouth, I was gonna ask you if you got that title from a old movie. There's an old movie that I used to watch, and I watch a lot of old movies, y'all. Like 1960 and under, and there was a movie called Big Mouth by Jerry Lewis. I don't know if you ever seen that before. You ever seen that joint?
Nah, I haven't seen that, man.
Okay, no, that's cool. That's why I just thought, hey, you might have, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, man, let's do the new Big Mouth CD, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So that's what it is, right, man. What's one of the testimonies, man, that you might have heard from some of your friends growing up? Because it's interesting that you said you started at 12. I actually started doing Christian rap at 12 myself, and I've been now doing it for 15 years. I remember when I first handed my CDs to some of my classmates, the response that I got from them, man. It was crazy. Talk to me about some of the projects that you've done, or even some of the songs that you let some of your students around you hear, and what's some testimonies that they might have had that you want to share with us.
Let me see. I know, like, I've been playing a lot of, because the mixtape, I would say that wasn't a really heavy or hidden. The first mixtape I dropped wasn't really a heavy or hard hidden thing, home with people. But I think I've been letting people hear, like, songs that I haven't released, coming up, the EP coming up. And the response really has been like, I think it's real relatable. Definitely geared towards young dudes. That's kind of like in my same shoes. And I talk about like people, like the next single I'm dropping, it's called Dead Presidents. And that's kind of really like saying like people that's worshiping or idolizing these things like money or clothes or, you know, stuff like that that young dudes usually idolize. And they just seem to be challenged by, like, how everybody else is doing something. And I'm, like, because me being living on campus, I think it's kind of tight because they get to see how I'm on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And they always seem to say, like, this dude's words or he's different. But they know that, like, it's kind of, like, they kind of distinctly from this dude and this dude. Like, everybody, you know, they just smoking, drinking, they... You know, they doing what you do on the weekends, like, still. And I think it's kind of tight to live on campus and let the people see your life. And that you don't got to walk around saying, like, look, I'm a Christian, but they can just call it out for themselves how you living. And I think it hit dudes a lot. And, like, I think that's why I like the camp ministry so tight, too, because I always, like, you know, invite them to come along. They come along and they get to hear me speak or whatever on certain days. Like, they need to be, like, amazed by kind of, not by what I'm saying, but, like, what I'm living for, like, why am I like this, like, because of this Jesus Christ, like, what has he done so much to make me so different and bold about it, so, yeah.
No, that's what's up, man. So look, we're gonna go to your song. You already intro'd it. Let's go to the song Dead Presidents, man, on Yacht of the King Radio. Let y'all check this out. The live stream people was like, man, yo, we need to hear another song, so we gonna do it. Let's get into it, y'all. Yacht of the King.
Notice, ain't waiting for blessings to come. My efforts to love, gotta stay focused. My got his armor on me,
homie.
If you don't mess with the Rock, what? You all jabronis.
Homie?
Hold up, what did Mark say?
Say?
That was unfruitful like a parfait. I said without Christ, you ain't got a chance of winning like having four flat tires in a car race.
Oh.
Yeah, Weezy, what up? With every breath got rid of my lungs, I will proclaim the Lion is King. We are triumphant through Jesus' blood. Is enough.
No.
That means his grace is sufficient. He has given us faith to forgiveness. So we ain't gotta get baked in the kitchen.
Listen.
Is bigger than any building. Cause round here all they talk is stunting. It's unfamiliar. And these stunners is clowns. Y'all can't be serious. I pray to God that God have mercy on y'all children. I can't wait for the day when we all would no longer deal with these fake cake holics who dying to make a million.
It's funny these brothers that never recount the cost. The money is up the wall. They running and running and running about to fall. Running, busting and busting to get the money till it's gone. But it stops to the rock, but it drops to the ground. Swimming in the pool of money, they're sticking about the jump, but they're living water the river. Your buddy be getting down and up and drinking and drinking and drinking and up until I'm out. We've been looking for a change. Give up in the cash, and running for the love of money like
game.
In the end of it all, when there's never a return, you can fall at the sign of his name. Gonna be like,
whoa, oh no,
I was getting the cash.
I
was spinning it fast, I was flipping the stats, but I started giving it back. Now I was tripping when I looked in the past. Was it living like,
straight struggling with this thing, perplex, stressed out, disdain. I pull my arrow back, shoot prayer, miss aim. I just don't understand why I never see change. See, I read your book, then we get it in. Then I lift my hands and I let you in. Then I bring your blank spots, pray you fill it in. Lord, I know you hear me, but I still do it again. Feel like I'm drowning in the water, I need a rescue. But only you can do it, only what the best do. I'm feeling worthless, daddy, baby, like a test tube. What wonder for me, what's the next move? Should I pray more, or should I study hard?
Then I hear a voice, Holy Spirit, straight from God.
He said, I hear your prayer, but sometimes you pray amiss. You need to be specific, recognize this. Push the plate back, no meat, no fat. Cut the TV off, nothing distract. I gotta hear from you at all costs. Every dead thing in me, break it off. Renew my mindset. I wanna hear clear, crucify my flesh. With my every breath, I wanna please you. Submit my will, let yours ease through. And I ain't even gonna front and say it's easy. Cause right now my stomach's saying, feed me. But I believe it, and I trust your word. Matthew 6 and 16, I trust in your word. And I won't let myself scrunch up my face to let the world know and fasting I'm great. Now I'd rather get intimate with you and let the still small voice just come through. Mission, I give you reverence. There is none like you, and there will never be.
Through affairs of this world, I couldn't see.
And I couldn't hear clear what you speak to me. As I consecrate, you break the deficiency. Then you get into me. As
name.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com,
the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
SNSSouth.com,
where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music
downloads. There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South.
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com.
The life in hip hop.
California
love. West Coast weapon.
The West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now,
streaming online at
westcoastfire.com,
the dopest music resource on the West Coast,
westcoastfire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Fast and pray. Fast and pray right there. C. Micah. I heard they got a dance for that too. You know what I'm saying? When C. Micah came up here, he was like, they got a dance. I was like, man, what you mean you got a dance for fasting and praying? You know, what kind of, what does it look like? I want to know, C. Micah. So, hey, shout out to the homie, man. He's a real cool cat. I got right now, T-Word, we chilling. We talking, man, getting it in, man. And we going to hop on the topic of the day, man, and the topic of the day is you know, just something for us to think about, something to share with others, man. Like, I'm gonna ask you this, T-Word, man. If a young brother came up to you, man, he said, hey, I ain't never had learned how to pray, what would you tell him, man? What's some of the instructions that you would share with him on how to pray, man?
Can I keep it real?
Yeah, that's dope. How to pray. I would say, you know, I try to give it to them in form, like, you know, the simplest way. You know, you ain't got to go into prayer using big words or trying to sound smart or saying stuff that you think that's really, really doing. I would just say, just talk to them like, how would you talk to me? Like, if you wanted to come to me with an issue or you had a problem or you was looking for, like, answers, just talk to them, like, in the sense of you talking to another person. But I wouldn't say, like, not all the women, another person, but in reference. But I would say, you know, just kind of talk to them. And I know me personally, I don't like to, come to God saying I need this and that, or I need, you know, trying to ask for something. But if this random dude walked up on me, and he was a non-believer, I would kind of lean him towards praying, like him asking for forgiveness and repenting about what he's done and if he was trying to give his life to Christ.
Yeah.
But as far as like this, and as far as this for somebody that's like a babe in the faith or just really just being new into Christianity. Yeah, I would just kind of say talk to him like in a regular relationship and ask. Just kind of be open about things. Like, you don't have to be like no really form, you know. I still don't pray for really like a long, long time. I know people feel like you got to pray like 30 to an hour or something. I just, as long as you sincere about what you're praying about.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're keeping it real. I feel like that.
Can I keep it real?
Something like
No, that's what's up, man. Now you kind of started talking about something where you were saying, hey, you just don't start your prayer out asking for stuff. Now, for somebody that, you know, they're coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, they might not know about giving thanks to God for their life and all that. But what do you mean by saying, hey, how do you start your prayer then? So if I'm a Christian, I've been saved for a couple weeks, I'm trying to learn how to do this prayer thing. What would you say to somebody like that, man?
Yeah, I would say honestly tell them, like, just go into the prayer, just glorify him. Just kind of go into the prayer with a mindset about not yourself, but just totally on him, totally on him. And glorifying him and appreciating what he's done, him giving you grace and mercy, and him going to the cross. I think just kind of refreshing, kind of preaching the gospel to yourself. Yeah, kind of preaching the gospel to yourself. I think that's something that we should do daily.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't just be something or a lesson that we know when we evangelize on that. It's something that we say to unbelievers, because I think we need it just as much as an unbeliever needs it. Yeah. So I would say that, yeah.
No, that's good stuff. So when you say preaching the gospel to yourself, what are some things that you would say, or the way that you would pray when you say that? What are some words that you're talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, share that with us.
I would just be reminding myself of what he did when he went to the cross.
Yeah.
And him taking our wrath, which we deserved it, and him forgiving us of our sins. And he came and lived out the perfect life that he lived.
Yeah. No, that's good.
My bad. But yeah, him living out the perfect life that he lived, that we couldn't. And refreshing that, and kind of just letting that just soak in, and the weight of that, just kind of just let it sit upon you, and you just pondering on that. So
let me ask you this, man. Who did you learn how to pray from, you know what I'm saying? Is there anybody that you can even remember growing up and you say, man, this person was a powerful prayer warrior. Man, I want to pray like them. Was there any people in your life that you heard that were like that?
Yeah, man, all you got to do is just listen to a lot of DMX CDs. Hey, no, I'm just playing,
dog. Oh, man, that was funny, dog.
Nah, man. Hey, but I'm telling you, man, when I heard DMX CDs, dog,
yeah.
I used to love his prayers better than people's songs, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But nah, let me stop. I felt like I was always around people that knew how to pray for real. Like my small groups or the people that was mentoring me, that was pointing to me, I felt like these dudes straight know how to pray. And I was just kind of, you know, I was listening to what was going on and being like trying to be in respect of in the prayer, like. But I was also just kind of like observing like what the words they use and the things they're saying, and I kind of just like, you know, it really wasn't one person in particular. It was just kind of like a flock of dudes that when we have corporate prayer, and I was just it'd just be me just practicing that each time I prayed, and not just saying these words because I heard other people say it, but finding out the meaning and what are these words they saying.
Yeah.
And really just taking it into my own head. So I think it's just each time you pray, just kind of like practice, really. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, man. Is it important for us not to pray the same way every time? Let's say, or even use the same words. Let's say if somebody's praying for their food and they'll say the exact same thing over and over. Do you think God still hears that? Do you think they might need to switch it up to make sure they're really grateful for what they're saying? What do you think about that, man?
That's funny, man. I think he hears anything that you're sincere about. I think it's really, you know, the words do play a part, but I think it's really a heart issue in what you're saying. And Yeah, I think I wouldn't say like you gotta. It's not too much about you switching it up or how you style it, or you know, it's not like a rap or anything. But I don't think it's really like that. I don't think it gets that strategic or technical about how you pray. I think it's really if you're sincere about what you're praying.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're in a certain season and something, you're going through a storm or whatever, I think praying on something constantly and you steadily praying on it is definitely needed. So, you know, I'm not the type of, you know, I pray everywhere. You know what I mean? I can be in the middle of a game praying. You know, I can be walking praying. You know, I don't think it's no proper or, you know, no traditional way of praying, of always being on your knees. As long as, like I said, with the heart issue, you being sincere about what you're praying about. But I think it is times that, you know, you should be able to get on your knees.
Yeah.
And pray unto the God. And but I don't think it's really like, you know, that technical. If that was the case, I don't, you know, it's a relationship.
Yeah.
So I feel, you know, you can just talk to God like if he was talking to someone else. You're not always kneeling down when you're talking to other people. So
yeah. Nah, and I think sometimes people will kneel or they'll do things to kind of keep them from being distracted. Would you say that you ever prayed and like in the middle of your prayer you kind of were distracted, you started thinking of different things, doing different stuff? Like have you ever had that happen? Because some people that's just praying, they might say, man, it's hard for me to pray for 2 minutes. You know like what would you say to somebody like that? No, that's real talk though.
I would definitely you know, just not even praying, you know, just being in school or wherever I am, a big distraction to me is my phone. I think that's a big distraction to a lot of us.
Wow.
And if that's, whatever the distraction may be or whatever, wherever you are, maybe it's not, you know, it's not the appropriate place for you to really pray or it's not the appropriate time for you to have your phone. So if you, you know, by any means, or I think you should go to that extent to, you know, removing those things and removing yourself out of that inappropriate place to pray if it's really becoming a distraction. Whatever the distraction is, you need to take care of that. And because there's no sense of praying if you're not really sincere about whatever you're praying about. So,
yeah. No, I think that's good, man. And talk to me about hearing from God. You know what I'm saying? Prayer is not only for us to talk to God, it's also to hear from God, man. Do you want to share for somebody that's saying, can God really talk to us? How does he talk to us?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I don't think it's not like, you know, you're talking and you just automatically hear. You know, I'm not trying to get crazy, but I don't think a voice just comes out of nowhere and says, like, look, don't do this. I think he shows himself in different ways, like to other people.
Yeah.
The experiences you may come go through, like he warns us in particular ways. Like I think he shows himself a lot to other people. Mm. At least that's what I've experienced.
Right, right.
And, so yeah, I think that's definitely. But pretty much that's how I feel on that.
Okay, now that's cool, man. So with that, explain a situation where you were praying and God might have came and spoke to you through another person about what you were dealing with. Because, I mean, I believe God does speak to us personally. It's never something that's outside of the word. You know what I'm saying? It's always in tune with the word. But share how you was praying and somebody came and said something to you, how it impacted your life, and you were like, man, that was nothing but God. He came and spoke through this person.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. So like in I think like if you're instance where I would be praying on something 1 week and by the time the Sunday came up and I go to church, it's been a lot of times where the topic or the subject of that particular sermon or that went forth that day will be speaking directly to me, like
yeah,
just maybe not being on the right site tonight, you know, people that struggle with pornography, and, you know, that would be, like, something that's, and I would be convicted from it, because he may have touched that area on that Sunday.
Right.
And so, I think it's real evident. I don't think it's just a coincidence, like, that so happened that he touched the area on the same, you know, that week, and I was praying on that, and I know that's a struggle or whatever. So, or pride in another sense, that's my real struggle, and that had been touched on that Sunday. So, I think that a lot happens to a lot of people, and maybe even, I know a lot of other ways that it's happened. I know this year that this dude came up to my school, and he does, he doesn't call it magic. Like, I don't believe in magic or nothing like that. But, you know, that's what he does, though. And yeah. He came, and his testimony was really, man, I know after that, people thought I was crazy, because I couldn't stop talking about it, because the dude's testimony was just so crazy.
Yeah.
And it hit me so hard. And I honestly say that was the best testimony I've heard, and I still talk about the month to this day.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was another way that Christ was just showing himself, or a time where I felt like I was low in the faith and I needed something to, like, to restore me. So
wow. Now that's what's up, man. We talking about how to pray right now. If somebody want to know how to pray and you don't know how, feel free to give us a call, 425-243-4285. We're going to hop into the song T-Word, a song that we've been banging on the show called Wizard on His Grind Again, man. Now talk to us about Wizard on His Grind Again. What is that all about, man?
Yeah, man, you know, I was just saying, I was really lying, because I really do believe in magic, and I'm a wizard and everything, so, yeah, I'm back on my grind again, trying to zap people out of Nah, man, I'm just playing, though, man. I don't know, man. Somebody started calling me wizard, and that's just, people call me that still right now, and so I just took that name, and I said Wizard on His Grind Again, and that song actually is probably like a year I made that probably when I was like 17.
Yeah.
And coming before Pride of it, I was coming off of just like a break from doing music and kind of sitting down and just honing in really on getting closer to God and getting to know Him more. And I basically just kind of get like a spiel to like what was going on, like coming back off of that, what happened during that time.
Yeah.
Just letting cats know, like, all right, I'm back on my grind again, doing this music thing again, and still repping it for my father. So, yeah.
All right, so we're going to hop into this joint, Yada the King Radio, all the way on the West Coast, getting it in with the homie T-Word from St. Louis. Y'all know how we do it. Let's check this out. Wizard on His Grind Again. Here we go.
Now I got fiend in them, yeah. And if I'm grinding, best believe I got my skates on. Youngers never stop and hold me like I got no brakes on. It's been a while since I done peeped into some John Bray, James White, Paul Washer. It cast to change my life. I had a big head before I even came to Christ. Now I get my humble on Barack, I'm turning up my life. Only one in the block and I tell it. Simple shut off and hold me, I yell it. Look great, oh wait, yeah, I'm still rebelling. Let's chop it up back to the music, stop who y'all telling. Forget a golden album, I ain't worried about selling. Nah, I'm worried about that Christ, trying to get others, get them that life. Jumping on the stage, trying to get a cash hype. Haters ain't feeling me for rapping that Christ. Don't care what they say, they could take my life. Lay it down for the kingdom, cause his blood pay my price. Let's go!
Chronic key, twist it on this chronic key, twist it on this chronic key, twist it on this chronic key, chronic key, chronic key, twist it, chronic key, twist it on this chronic key, twist it on this chronic key, twist it on this.
guy like that dude Peter Griffin. Which then, man, we strapping up them soldier kicks in. Start kicking at you like the kick man. Yeah, but let me step out of left to run over past this bunch of gorillas that's ready with daggers. This rap thing, man, other than master. Yeah, I ain't speaking from my heart, speaking what I'm told, cause I think I'm blessed from the start. Let's go. We tired of these cats thinking I'm bragging. Must go north to look too packing. Yeah, 66 books is what I'm capping. Came me the script, man, I'm all about the action. Money and fame, what? I do this with a passion. Never slack, missing in my rear view passes. Never see me grinding, fam, you better clean your glass lens. Yeah, I done passed them. Forget the money, I done cashed in. Yeah.
I'm tripping, Father, you're my vacation. That's why I stand on your word, cause you deserve an ovation. And everything you've done deserves reciprocation. Amazing all the wonder you are.
You're so big,
so big,
so bright.
So bright.
Now you think and say, ain't he alright? And I love you, yeah. Every one of your ways. Amazed at all the wonder you are.
Cause you gave us all your love.
Pastor 83 and Chris Lee Cobbins, the song is called Encore. I love that song. Got to play it from time to time. They was going in, man. I love that song right there. T-Word, man, we chilling with you right now, bro. For all the people that's wondering, man, about your latest project, once again, what's the name of the EP that you're about to come out, and where will they be able to find this?
The name of the EP is called The Big Mouth, and they'll be able to find it on iTunes, hopefully, this month on the 20th. I'm pushing for it. I ain't making it definite, but that's what I'm pushing for. But when it comes out, yeah, you'll be able to find it on iTunes and hit all the other outlets.
Okay. So for those people that's wondering how they could contact you, what's the best ways for them to contact you? Your website, Facebook, Twitter, all that, man. How can they do that?
Yep. The best way to contact me would be Twitter, and it's this is T word. This is T word, like this and is and T word, like all smashed together. And yeah, Facebook, you can do the same thing. You know, just shoot me a message or shoot me a mention on Twitter. And yeah, I pretty much get all of it, so it's all gravy.
All right, man. Let me know what's coming up next, man. You got any tours that you plan to be a part of? What else is coming up next for you besides that, man?
Kind of just dropping music right now. You know, I'm just kind of I'm dropping an EP, and not too long after that drop, I'm coming with another mixtape called I Told Him, and that'll probably be dropping in the middle of probably at the beginning of the spring. And you know, I'm just trying to, it's not really too many you know, shows that's going on right now, but I think after this, that's when I'm really going to focus in on kind of hitting the surface with the shows. And so I'll put an email out there for any booking, or people can book me to come anywhere, wherever the city is. So yeah, man, but if the Lord bless me with a tour, then I'd be happy to do it, so it's all gravy.
Now, that's what's up, man. Any closing words that you want to share with the people as we get it in, y'all?
Yeah, man, I appreciate Yada King for having me on the interview. How you pronounce that?
Yeah, hey, I'm glad that you asked. I wasn't gonna correct you. You know, so I was gonna let you slide a little bit. But nah, it's Yada the King. You know what I'm saying? Yada the King. And what that means.
Yada, what is that?
Yeah, there you go. I knew he had questions. He was just waiting. Yada is a Hebrew word for praise, man. It's powerful praise with your hands up and standing up. So we praise the King, and you already know who the King is, none other than Jesus Christ. We praise him with power, with our hands up. It's a powerful praise, man. We ain't coming soft with our praise, baby. We go all out, man. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, but that's what it is, though. Yeah, I was just asking, man. But, yeah, man, I thank y'all for having me on here, man. Praise y'all. Continue to do what y'all are doing. It's a dope set that y'all going on, and to the people out there, just appreciate anybody that's supporting, and if you don't know Christ, get to know him. So that's what it is, man. Wizard out.
Hey, bro, you might be changing your name to Wizard soon, huh? T Wiz. What about that? You thought about that?
Yeah, you know, cat. I almost forget the name T Wiz, man. I barely even use that name, man. I just say Wiz.
Right. What do you think about T Word the Wiz? What do you think about that?
That may be too long, man. I need something
that's
gonna remember, like
Wizard. Yeah. Now that's what's up, man. So, T-Wire, man, you continue to stay strong, man. Hey, we praying that your God will continue to keep you in the ministry, man, and that many people will be impacted by what you do, brother.
Yep.
All right, man. You be blessed, man. Have a great night.
You too, man. Thanks for having me out.
Yep, life. Awesome time getting it in with T-Word. Chopping it up with him, man. Hey, I gotta say this though, man. I am so excited that the NBA is about to be back. I heard that the first game is gonna be Christmas Day, and it's gonna have a Mavs game versus the Heat in the Heat's gym, and that's where the Mavs are gonna get their rings. I was like, man, that's a horrible thing to see. On your home court, you lost to the Mavericks. Hey, but I just wanna see some good basketball, man. There's gonna be a lot of stuff going on. They still trying to get the, I guess it's a tentative deal right now, but we are expecting them to get this deal going, because I gotta see NBA. I gotta talk to Kingdom 7, see who he's running with. He's a New York Knicks fan, and they got a chance. But, man, mark my words, man. I'm telling y'all, the Miami Heat are going to do damage this year. They're going to blow teams out. They're going to throw teams out. And it's just not going to be pretty. Because they only got 66 games that they're going to be playing. So, that's what it is, man. Let's go to this song right here. CJ Emulous, Rainy Day. Man, if you're having a rainy day, know that God, he's still there, man. He's gonna lift you up. And just take it in stride. Whatever you're dealing with, man, know that God is with you. Be encouraged, man, because a brighter day is coming. Alright, let's check this out.
When the rain jet pours, washing under my doors, what am I gonna do now? I can't take it no more, never know what's in store. I'm walking under clouds. Yeah, the rain keeps pouring down. Yeah, the rain keeps pouring down.
I woke this morning, man, feeling like a victim. My soul is sick and I can't seem to shake the symptoms. I hit up Christian, he's a Christian. Hopelessness got me groping for some wisdom. As the hourglass drains, I pray my days get better. I have some mouths to feed and fearlessly need this cheddar. Never proclaimed to be perfect, but I ain't them fellas. My umbrella's bent, I just keep getting wetter. The club and party nights won't fulfill no more. The rain keeps falling down, creeping through my toes. Feeling paranoid, there must be something more. The weed won't drown the pain, I feel it in the dome. We met a month ago, you asked me if I knew the Christ. I said I gotta go, took your car goodbye. Suddenly I felt the urgency to fix this. You're probably in service, but hit me when you get this.
Yeah, when the rain jet pours, washing under my doors, what am I gonna do now? I can't take it no more. I'm walking under clouds. Yeah, the rain keeps pouring down.
You reach Cornell's voicemail, leave a message at the beat. I'll let you play.
What up, Cornell? I guess we playing phone tag. I got your message, couldn't answer in a roam trap. I heard your situation, I can't relate to that. I gotta keep it real, you under God's wrath. Listen, bro, Christ made you for his service. For you to live in obedience and worship. But you broke his law, the only thing you ever did. And if you can't see the curse, the rain's the evidence. Don't get it twisted, bro, he shows his love in this. While we were, yeah, his enemies, he died for our sins. And it's being patient, cause you still breathing, still clubbing, still sexing, and rejecting to see him. Man, I love you, dog, obliged to let you know. I ain't tripping off the feelings, care about your soul. I exhort you to believe in the way. Look into the sun and let the sun shine today.
Yeah, when the rain jet pours, washing under my doors, what am I gonna do now? I can't take it no more, never know what's in store. I'm walking under clouds. Yeah, the rain keeps pouring down. Yeah, the rain keeps pouring down.
What up, Chris? At last I got you on the phone. I heard your message yesterday while I was driving home. Something hit inside, and then I repented. I am new and different, I have the Holy Spirit.
That's the business, bro, my joy is off the Richter. Glad you finally met the God of the scriptures. I can see the evidence, you really ought to know. Now you need discipleship, you really ought to grow.
The Lord heard my cry, I deserve to die. I deserve to die, but he gifted me with grace and opened my eyes. Whatever it takes to serve.
Christmas lights are everywhere, yeah. Jingle bells and snow angels. Just remember one thing, that Jesus is the reason for Christmas time.
Sit around a fireplace, thanking God for love and grace we received on this day. Watching little girls and boys playing with their unwrapped toys. You should know Jesus is the reason for Christmas time.
What's up, y'all? It's Christmas time. It's right, man. It's that season, baby. People's smiles are getting a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? Road rage is getting a little bit crazier, though. I definitely will say that. I think I went shopping. I didn't go, like, Christmas shopping or nothing like that. I went to the Lowe's store to do some home improvements on my spot. And, man, it was on the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And it was so packed, man. I never been shopping on Black Friday, so I was like, wow. So me and the kids and the wife, we got out, went into the Lowe's store, just walked around for a while. Yeah, just had fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Shopping. We trying to do some different light fixtures in the spot. I'm having problems putting them up. But hey, I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to Google it. And if I can't do it, I'm going to find somebody that can do it. You know, sometimes that's what you got to do. Admit, hey, I can't do it. I can't do it on my own. So let's talk about this, man. Since I can't do it on my own, that's why we need prayer. Somebody out there that's listening saying, hey, how can I pray? Man, it's very important that you build a relationship with God so that when God speaks to you, you understand what's going on. And somebody would say, does God really speak to you? I definitely believe he speaks to you. It will be... I'm not going to say it's like a speaker voice where you hear it like I'm talking to you right now. You're going to hear it in your heart because God speaks through your heart. He speaks to your heart a lot of times. And he speaks through his word. There's plenty of times where God will share with you what he has for you to do. And it's always going to be in line with his word. God is never going to tell you something contrary to the word of God. If you hear something contrary while you're praying, or you think something contrary to the word of God, that is either your will or the will of the devil. Now, the devil's going to speak to you too. So this is why you have to know your God. This is why you have to know the Bible. You have to pray. You have to spend time with God so that you can be clear on who you're hearing. Now let's talk about how to pray for somebody that just gave their life to God, or even somebody that's willing to give their life to God. Number one, you have to repent of what you've done, which repent is just a big word to say, I'm sorry and I'm never going to do it again. That's like the church word for that. And I think it's very important that you're willing to say, hey man, I messed up in my life. Without saying that we messed up, without acknowledging that I can't do it on my own, it's impossible to be a Christian. You know, and somebody will say, why do you say that? Because that's the reason why Jesus came, is because we couldn't do it on our own. We were sinful. We have to ask God for forgiveness of our sins. But even praying, on another tip, man, for somebody that's saying, I don't know how to pray for my brother or my sister, somebody asked me to pray, just speak to God like you speak to somebody that you highly respect. I would not say speak to him like, you know what I'm saying, your homies. Definitely talk to God like your homie, but don't be cursing. You know what I'm saying? Don't be, you know, just calling God all kind of names and stuff like that. Definitely respect him when you pray. Reverence him. Be sincere, as T Word was saying. Be very sincere when you talk to God, because what you're saying, God knows if you really mean it or not. Some people will get up in front of people, say big words, say big things because people are watching, but they don't really mean it. And to God, he doesn't care about that. We see in the Bible where God consistently says, it's the heart that matters. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So your heart should be praying the same things your mouth is saying. If you're just saying stuff so you can look good in front of people, God is not going to have that. And God is not going to listen to your prayer. Now, if you're somebody that want God to move in your prayers, there's plenty of scriptures that talk about this. You must be a righteous person. And what I mean by righteous, does that mean that you've done right your whole life? No, it means you're in right standing with God. If there's sin in your life and you're saying, hey, I want to pray to God and God, I need you to move. Let me be clear when I say this. God, it says in the word of God, if you can look in Proverbs and Psalms, he's attentive to the prayers of the righteous, but the prayers of the wicked he is far from. So get in right standing with God. How can you do that? By asking for forgiveness, by not walking in areas where you know you've continued to sin. And actually, sometimes people will sin and not even acknowledge that sin. They don't care that it's sin. They just keep doing it. If you're doing that, you definitely need to step back and say, man, God, I'm sorry. Let me get on the right track with you. That's how we got to pray. And just speak to him, man. As T-Word was saying it earlier, don't just go to God and say, God, I need this, I need this. Man, worship God. Acknowledge God. Yada, the King. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do to really get into prayer, man. And if you need prayer, I mean, we would love to pray for you, man. There's people that call us, you know, from time to time again and just say, hey, man, I need prayer on this, man. And I believe in the power of prayer. The Bible says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And as we come together and pray and agree, God can do a lot of things, man. And he's only going to do things within his will. Don't ask God for $1 million and you're not being a good steward of what you got. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm going to leave it. That's how I'm going to plead it. You dig? No, I'm just playing. It's Yada the King Radio. Don Christian, man. We had a great time. This Sunday, we got B-Shock of Shock Music Worldwide. And that's the label that Pastor 83 is on. B-Shock just released a project. We're going to get it in, find out about who he is, what he's doing on Yada the King Radio this Sunday at 5:30, y'all. Let's go. 8:30 Eastern Time. Holla.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabak da, I yada da,
yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key. Shabbat the key. We out of the key. We out of the key.